The first two interference examples are adjacent channel interference, or splatter, and jammer splatter, or spread. Adjacent channel interference is caused by a strong signal from a station on an adjacent channel spreading over or splattering onto the signal to which you're tuned. In the case of jammer splatter, the station on the adjacent channel is a jammer. Now here are the examples. First, adjacent channel interference. Now, an example of jammer splatter, or spread. One of the most effective ways of reducing adjacent channel and jammer splatter interference is by using a preselector in conjunction with your receiver, or if you have the facility on your receiver, by reducing the selectivity bandwidth. Receivers like the RCA AR88 have this facility. If your receiver is a moderately priced domestic type model, you will have to be extremely careful when tuning in a station. And with this type of receiver, a fine tuning facility is very useful. Now, our third interference example is direct jamming, and this is a channel which has a jammer directly on it. There's certainly no difficulty in recognizing this sound. With this type of interference, there is very little one can do, although a highly directional type of antenna could be of some help. Now, here's what direct jamming sounds like. Interference example number 4 is from radio teletype. This is a high-speed mechanical sender transmitting a series of coded pulses. If this is co-channel with the wanted signal, you will have a difficult time trying to reduce or eliminate it. Radio teletype interference. Example number 5 is co-channel interference. In this example, you can distinguish two stations, both fighting for the same frequency. There is really no effective way of reducing or eliminating this type of QRM, as in the case of example number 4, unless one has a high-quality professional communications receiver and a highly directional antenna array. Here now is an example of co-channel interference. Example number 6 is also co-channel interference, but if you listen closely, you can distinguish three stations on top of each other. The next two types of interference you will hear are heterodynes, high-frequency and low-frequency heterodynes. These are caused by the beating of different carrier waves from different stations. This type of interference can be reduced considerably if you have a fine-tuning facility on your receiver. Some type of antenna tuner would also help reduce this interference. The first example of heterodyne interference you'll hear is one of about 2,000 hertz, which means that the two carriers which are beating together and causing the heterodyne are 2 kilohertz apart. This is a high-frequency heterodyne. The other example of heterodyne interference is that of a low-frequency heterodyne. This one is about 500 hertz, which means that the two carriers are only 0.5 kilohertz away from each other. The next interference sampled is caused by CW, or Morse code. Fine tuning of the receiver will probably eliminate this interference completely, but one must be very careful or the required signal will also be tuned out. CW interference. The next three types of interference you'll hear all deal with image interference. from radio teletype, facsimile transmissions, and from a CW station. We won't go into the details of what causes image interference, but the more expensive a receiver is, and thus the more sophisticated its circuitry will be, and the more directional the antenna system being used with the receiver is, the less likely one is apt to be bothered by image interference. Here now are examples of image interference, first from radio teletype. Image interference from a facsimile transmission. And finally, image interference from a CW station. Our next type of interference is flutter fading. This usually results when a transmission passes through a disturbed auroral zone. Some relief from this type of fading can be achieved by alternating one's antenna system or by using two different antenna systems simultaneously. Here now is an example of flutter fading. Our final example of interference is selective fading, which is caused by a different degree of fading on the sidebands of an AM transmission. This causes distortion of the modulation on the signal. As with flutter fading, probably the most effective means of reducing the effects of most types of fading is to use more than one antenna system, and by a process of selection, choose the antenna which gives the best results under severe fading conditions. Here's an example of selective fading.
Emphasize the hysterical rivalry between the two movements. Yesterday, a gang of masked gunmen burst into the British Petroleum Company's offices in Aden.
And there you have an example of some of the more common types of interference which can be heard on the various shortwave bands, and a few hints on how to combat them or reduce their effects on your reception.